All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Hobo Frank, Chris Sill. We've got David Coleman in the studio, and he's got a teammate on the phone, so we're going to let David introduce our next guest.
Yeah, actually, we got a good buddy of mine, Tyler Wilson, who's pitching for the Baltimore Orioles organization, and actually, I haven't chatted with him in maybe a week or so, so it'd be good to talk with him on the air. Ty, you there, bud?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hey, Dave.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. It's good to talk to you on a different forum, huh?
Yeah.
Make sure you clean it up. This is not a normal conversation here.
So I guess I'm asking you a couple questions. Wanted to just see what you've been up to and how things are going for you in Baltimore or in spring training right now.
Oh, well, thanks for asking, Dave. Things are going good. I'm actually in Sarasota, Florida right now for spring training with the Orioles. We have about 5 more days left before we break camp to head back up north for opening day. And it's pretty much Groundhog Day down here. We're just going through the same things pretty much every day, trying to get better and getting the body right and ready to go for the season.
Nice, man. Well, to kind of put you on the spot a little bit, do you have any idea what I'm doing?
I'm just kidding, but
I was just telling everybody here we got to hang out with Barr and those guys up in DC, but wanted to bring up coming from being a Richmond local and what it was like playing 186 and you know the trip to Iowa that you missed out on that I'm still kind of bitter about, but we can talk about that another time. But I know you played. You played for 186 one year. When was that?
I played in 2005, year after our sophomore year, I think. And then it was after our junior year that you guys went to the World Series, I believe.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. I think that was. Yeah. That's right. But maybe some of these other guys have. Couple more.
Well, the one question I was going to ask for some of our listeners that may not be familiar, the term 186. What does that mean?
Post 186. It's a summer league for players out of whatever high school you're on. For us, it was Midlothian, Monacan, and Trinity Tie. Were there any other schools that were?
No. It's the American Legion. It was the American Legion post 186, and every district is sectored out into a couple of different accompanying schools, so it was good. That was the first time Dave and I really had interaction, I think, and so you get a chance to play with a bunch of your buddies from local schools and kind of, I guess, like an all-star team from those three areas, I guess.
We got Tyler Wilson on the phone today. How you doing, buddy? It's Chris.
Hey, Chris, brother. What's going on, man?
Not too much, man. How are you doing?
It's going great.
Good. Hey, listen, I had a question for you. I know that you had a couple of schools you were looking at coming out of high school. What made you pick UVA?
Oh, wow, what a great question. Now, I think the time is limited here, but I could go on for hours about that.
It was the money. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'd always kind of grown up wanting to go to UVA. From the second that I stepped foot on grounds there, it was, everything that I could ask for. Just the vibe that I got when I talked to the coaches, when I talked to players, and especially just when I walked around the grounds. I mean, there was no comparison anywhere else for me when it came down to that. I thought that it was an opportunity to receive one of the best degrees in the country. While having an opportunity to play for a highly heralded and perennial powerhouse baseball program that was on the rise at the time. And it was, close to my home. And family has always been very important to me. So being able to share all those memories and experiences with my family for 4 years was a memory that, I'll be thankful for forever.
Well, that's pretty cool. I know our last year, you were the Lowe's Class Award winner for the most outstanding senior athlete in baseball in the country. But I know that the year before you had actually
What do they give you for that? A free hammer? What's the award for that?
That's it. Yeah.
Just some 2x4, maybe some plywood.
Yeah.
But I know that the year before that you had been drafted in one of the higher rounds and decided to come back for your fourth year. And with that award, with respect to that, you know, how did you make that decision, and how happy are you that you made that decision?
Oh, I mean, Chris, going to UVA was the best decision I ever made, and coming back for my fourth year was the second best decision I ever made. I mean, there's so many memories from that fourth year and so many things that I experienced that, you know, I would – no money could have ever possibly, you know, paid for the opportunity to go to another College World Series. And, you know, I think Dave will attest to it too. I mean, probably the best year that we had in our 4 years there. I mean, just playing with those guys, you know, our brothers, as we call each other. And for 3 years, I felt like, you know, it was the right place for me to be for another year. You know, when we got knocked out in Super Regionals in 2011 or 2010 with a team that's probably the most talented team I've ever played on, or no question, the most talented team I've ever played on and probably in the country that year, to fall short, I think a lot of us felt like there was some unfinished business. And I knew that coming back in 2011, we'd be hungrier than ever. And it was just another chance to grow and to complete my education and to live the college life and the dream one more year with, you know, my best friends.
We're going to let Chris and David jump back in. I just want to let the listeners know, just in case you don't recognize the voice, this is Tyler Wilson, former star Virginia basketball player. And Faux pas. You know, I've got basketball on the mind. Baseball player. They both start with B's. But anyway, Tyler, maybe he did play basketball in high school. Who knows? But Tyler Wilson on the phone, David Coleman in the studio, sir. And Chris Sill also doing the questioning here. So go ahead, fellas.
Yeah, well, we actually just had someone call in. They wanted to know where you're going to be starting the season. Do you know that yet?
Unfortunately, I'm not aware yet. The rosters or teams will be announced here in the next couple of days. I think they do their part to keep that information kind of privy until we do, in fact, break camp to allow themselves a little bit of lee room with regards to who's going where. So I will find out probably in the next 72 hours, but unfortunately I have no certainty in that category right now.
So where, Ty, is the Double-A team located?
Double-A is in Bowie, Maryland, in the Eastern
that's
League, which
too...
is where I hope to be. And they'll play in Richmond. They'll play the Squirrels.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, I think they actually play in the second series of the year. So right around April 10th or so, I think they play each other in Richmond.
Yeah, and I think the indication is that another former Who may be on the Squirrels. Is that true?
Right. That's what Jarrett, we'll see. But, I mean, I think he's in the same boat. I mean, a lot of the players right now are in spring training, and they'll find out pretty soon. But Jarrett's been doing well, and Jarrett Parker has been doing well out in California. And we hope to see him here in Richmond, but we'll see at the start of the season. But
Tyler, this is Jim Hobgood. As a basketball guy, we established that. What's the difference between professional baseball and college baseball?
Oh, wow. Well, in college baseball, there's just so much emotion and energy and attachment to everybody that's affiliated. I mean, those guys that we all played together spent every second of every day together for the entire school year. We were all playing together for one unified cause, and we wanted to go to Omaha and win a national championship. Everybody was prepared and dedicated to making the sacrifices needed to have success as a team. It was a team-first mentality. And, you know, at the same time, you had a university to attend to and to represent while we were playing. So there was definitely a little bit extra pride there. With regard to professional baseball, it's become, you know, it's still a game. It's still the same game. The game has not changed, but the approach to it might be a little bit different. You know, you're playing for the chance to achieve your dream. Your childhood dream that you've grown up wanting to do your entire life is now in realm of reality. And so it becomes more of a goal-oriented personal challenge every day to be at your best and to go out there and compete, and most importantly to enjoy the game that you love and to enjoy the game that I have the opportunity to play every day. So while they may be a little bit different, you know, the game has not changed, and ultimately it's about doing what you love.
Tyler, got a question for you. You guys, you and David, I guess, actually. So you guys were at Omaha a couple of times together. Talk a little bit in between both of you. I'd love to hear both of y'all's perspective, what that was like being in Omaha, and if there are any good stories from being out there. I know it's kind of a lot going on when you're out there, isn't there?
Well, from the moment you show up, it's you're treated, you know, incredibly. From when you walk off that plane, you know, you land at the airport, you're greeted with the nicest bus they've got in the city of Omaha, and you're driven to a great hotel, and you know, you're given
keep it clean,
first class service to the field. So I mean, it's unbelievable how much attention goes to that tournament, and you know, just being a part of that was really exciting. I know Ty can say the same.
I can't remember. Was the new stadium opened when you all were there, or did that come the year after?
Our first year was the last year of Rosenblatt, if I'm not mistaken. But after that, that was when they opened TD Ameritrade Park.
And how good are the steaks in Omaha? You know, did you get a good steak out there in Omaha?
I can honestly say I ate a steak every night while I was in Omaha. Ty, I can't remember the name of that place, that restaurant, but I know we went over there as a team almost every night.
That's good to know.
Yeah, they're above average, I would say.
Well, listen, yeah, we got Tyler Wilson on the phone, David Coleman in studio. Tyler, what about you? I mean, did you think it was pretty much the same kind of experience? And then, you know, I know that Davenport, tell me if I'm wrong, but the dimensions of the field are almost the same as Rosenblatt, and that was by design. Did you feel that was an advantage at all when you guys were playing there?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, before they made the field renovations this year, this offseason at Davenport, the field was the exact same dimensions as Rosenblatt. But this year, they've made a few adjustments at Davenport and altered the plate for aesthetic and sight lines so that the dimensions are a little bit different. But when David and I played there, they were the same. And as far as field dimensions go, you don't really think too much about what's going on in the surroundings. I mean, it's a pretty straight up park. We don't have a, you know, 280 down the lines like Fenway or something like that. But it's definitely a cool concept to know that we're playing in a simulated version of the College World Series. You know, our goal pretty much every day we took the field. So that was definitely a plus. But as far as our experience in Omaha, I can't remember the name of that restaurant we went, Dave, but I know that we hammered some steaks out there for sure. And the first time that we went in 2009, you know, everything was so new. The experience was new. We didn't know what to expect. It was, you know, the program's first time making that huge leap onto the national stage. And I remember getting there, and when we got to our hotel, Dave, remember they had a water park?
Oh, yeah.
And there was a water park inside of our hotel. And I can remember it was about six or eight of us running around
the
water
20
park
year olds
like we were
10-year-old
kids. And I actually had the worst case of turf toe I've ever had in my life running around that water park and felt like I wasn't going to be able to pitch. But it was just like taking a step back into adolescence. I mean, everything was... It was like a brand new toy. It was like little kids playing in the sandbox. I mean, it was so much naivete there that it took us all back to a place of pure joy.
So Tyler, was Carl Kuhn chasing you down the hallways, begging you to stop?
Yeah, exactly. No, he was probably in the water park. He would have been in the water park with us if he didn't have to take care of his kids.
That's funny. Well, listen, Tyler, I know you guys, you and David ever play against each other? Did Trinity ever play mid-low in the regular season? I know y'all played a little bit together in Legion ball, but did y'all ever face each other in high school?
No, I never had the luxury of striking Dave out in high school.
Oh, here we go. Should we get in this discussion right now? You want to do this now? Well, I don't think we ever played, but I think
Might have been able to hit a nice little line drive or shortstop.
Oh, okay. All right.
Not going Jared Parker on you, but
we'll compromise. Little,
Well, listen, Tyler, I know, and again, we got Tyler Wilson on the phone, David Coleman in studio. You know, Tyler, I know you started out as a reliever at UVA, right? And then switched to starter status, was it middle of second or third year? Is that correct?
I relieved for 3 years. I think two starts in my first 3 years just based on necessity, but I was a long bullpen guy for 3 years and then started every time my senior year. Well, not every time. I relieved a couple times in the postseason, but I became a starter senior year.
Okay. And what was it like pitching along someone like Danny Holson? I mean, just an incredible talent. What was that like? Were you able to learn some from him and vice versa?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, in every facet of the game at school, we were lucky to have guys overwhelmed with talent and guys that knew how to play the game the right way. So whether it be playing beside a guy like Danny, you know, of course you learn from watching him pitch every Friday. And, you know, we always learn from each other, and we push each other to be better. And that was what made it so great, is everybody wanted their counterpart to be the best that they could be, and we're always looking to help them improve. There was no selfishness about any facet of the game. There was no intra-team competition. It was all about one another and all about the team, which made it so special. You know, we learned from position players. We learned from how they responded to the way we pitched to them, or to the way, you know, how they reacted to a certain sequence. So everybody was on the same page and working together. But you know, with regard to Danny, not only was he just a special talent and, you know, the guy's going to be playing baseball for a long time, we all hope and we all know his potential and can only hope and pray that he reaches every inch of that. But, you know, he was, more importantly, a great person, and, you know, I can't say enough about the guy, and we all wish him the best.
Well, I think the University of Virginia should hire you to work in public relations. That's for certain. All right, Tyler, this is Frank Maloney. We want to, Habo and I want to thank you for coming on the show tonight. It's been great fun, and we're going to stay in touch with you. We wish you the best of luck with the Orioles, and hope to hear some more good news for you, and also Danny Holson and all the other Wahoos. Stay with us. We're going to head to break now, and when we return, we're going to wrap up with David Coleman and Chris Sill and Habo and sort of set the table for this coming weekend. A lot of big sports. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.